Huh?
Do you have a mantel shelf in this house?
A what?
Do you have one in this house?
No, we ain't got any.
I see.
We use this old heater in the winter.
What do you call those things that the logs would rest on if you had a fireplace?
Call what?
What would you call the things that the logs would rest on if you had a fireplace?
Well, you can get a, what they call a fire dog, put in the hay. It's made out of iron.
Yeah, okay. What would you call the little pieces of wood that you use to start a fire with?
Spender. Switches and pipe spender. Stick a match to it and you got a fire out of that.
What did you say that was?
Splinters.
Oh.
Split them off the fat wood.
Uh-huh. Well, what is that what you call the real rich pieces of wood that you cut into?
Yeah.
What do you call those, the really good pieces that you use?
Well, it's just in chunks.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sew it to fit the heater.
Yeah. Okay. Then you said that the little pieces that you use to start a fire are called splinter. Uh-huh. And what are the really rich pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Well, it's lighter.
Okay.
Fat lighter.
Okay, what do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Well, it's clothesline.
You put clothes inside of it. It has hangers. And
well,
you
that you call I know the name. Some put them in the closure. Old countrymen ought to have closure. Thing made like this here thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Only it had shelves and it didn't have no front end, back and side.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used to put the closure.
Okay. Could you move these around or were they built into the house?
What?
Could you move these around or were they built into the side of the house?
Well, the chimney. Now, if you had a fireplace and a brick chimney, then that's on the outside of the house, the back of the chimney, but the inside's on the inside where you use your fire and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the way a brick chimney is. I've built many a brick chimney.
What would you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house?
Weather board. Earth siding. You can put it there, weather board and earth siding.
What would you call the covered area at the front of the house where some chairs might be placed?
Cover?
Covered area at the front or side of a house, like what you have up here. What do you call this part up here?
That's a porch out there.
What would you call a small porch, usually that doesn't have a roof?
Well, you call it a shed.
Okay, but what if, you know, it's the same thing, you can sit out there.
Huh?
What if you had a part of the house that was just like your porch here, except it didn't have a roof? Would you call it the same thing, or what would you call
it? Oh, yeah, it's about the old thing.
Did you ever have a little fenced-in area next to the barn where the cows? Did you ever have a small fenced-in area next to the barn where the cows are put before milking?
No.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made of rocks or stones?
What?
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made of